The Mishnah Tainus on Daf Chavav and Beis says that Lo Yehayu Yom Tovim LeYisrael Kechamisha Asabav Yom Kippurim. Those were the greatest Yom Tovim, and the Mishnah ends off with the pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says Tzana Urena Bnei Tzion B'Melch Shlomo Ba'Atar Shetlo Imav Yom Chasunasav Yom Simchas Libay. And the Mishnah says, what is this referring to? Yom Chasunasav Yom Simchas Libay. Yom Chasunasav is a Matan Taira. Yom Chasunasav is referring to Matan Taira, which happened on Yom Kippur. Yom Simchas Libay is a Bin and Beis HaMikdash. Yom Simchas Libay is referring to the Bin and Beis HaMikdash. And this, that Yom Simchas Libay is referring to Bin and Beis HaMikdash, the Rav says over here on the Mishnayos that that also happened on Yom Kippur. He says, Zeh Bin and Beis HaMikdash and Ischanach B'Yom HaKippurim, that the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash took place on Yom Kippur, and therefore Yom Simchas Libay is referring to Yom Kippur, just like Yom Chasunasai is referring to Yom Kippur. That's how the Rav learns Pshat in the Mishnah. The Marsha over here asks Akash and the Rav, he says that Lo Yadana, I don't know, where do you ever find this in Chazal, that the Chinuch Beis HaMikdash took place on Yom Kippur? L'char, we don't find that anywhere. So he doesn't understand where the Rav got this from, that the Chinuch Beis HaMikdash took place on Yom Kippur. Now, L'char, the Marsha is a pet, Lo'yaz, the Achranim, asking him, the Tesiyantav, already is Mayer, there's another Achranim, that it seems to be a Beferish Gemara Ma'id Katnan, where we find that the Chinuch Beis HaMikdash happened on Yom Kippur. The Gemara Ma'id Katnan, Daf Tesam Adalf, talks about the Chinuch that happened by Bais Rishon. And it brings the pasuk in Malachim. It says, "V'yash shloim beisahi es achag v'chol yisrael imo kal gadam levelchamas anachal mitzrayim lefnei Hashem lekenu shibas yamim v'shibas yamim abasar yom." That the chinuch beis hamikdash took place for 7 days plus 7 days, which was 14 days altogether, including the 7 days of Sukkos. Which means the Gemara explains that the chinuch really started 7 days before Sukkos. So for those 7 days before Sukkos, the chinuch took place, and one of those days were Yom Kippur. As before, the Gemara there, they ate on Yom Kippur that year because of the chinuch beis hamikdash. So it's clear in the Gemara that the one of the days of the chinuch beis hamikdash was Yom Kippur. So that's mistam of Shana the Rav, that he says that it was nischanach in Yom Kippur, like the Gemara says over here that the chinuch abayis took place on Yom Kippur. So in the Mela, it's difficult to understand what the Marsha is asking. Liyadana, we don't find this in Chazal. It's a beferish Gemara might cotton that the chinuch beis hamikdash did take place on Yom Kippur. Now, L'chor, the Pshat in the Marsha is Pashit, that it's true, he's Maskim, Avadi knows the Gemara, that the Gemara says that there was a Chinuch Beis HaMikdash that took place on Yom Kippur, but it wasn't only on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur was just one of the 7 days of the Chinuch HaMikdash. It took place for those 7 days before Yom Kippur, 7 days leading up to Sukkot, so one of those days happened to be Yom Kippur. So the Marsha was bothered, we don't find anywhere that the Iker Chinuch Beis HaMikdash happened on Yom Kippur, only on Yom Kippur, that we don't find. We find that it happened also on Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur was just another day, one of those 7 days. There's nothing miyuchad about Yom Kippur, so the Marsha felt that it's not mistaber that the Mishnah would say Yom Simchas Libas the Minim Beis HaMikdash should happen on Yom Kippur. It didn't happen on Yom Kippur. The Ikar Chinuch was not on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was just one of the many days of Chinuch, part of those 7 days. And that's what the Marsha meant to ask. Where do you find anything miyuchad about Yom Kippur? And if that's what the Marsha is asking, I think you can answer his kasha al pi Yisai Nifla from Rabbi Avraham Luftver, the son-in-law of the Arsameach, and the Arsameach himself seemed to be maskim to this Yisaid as well. The Rabbi Avraham Luftver, this is printed in a letter that the Arsameach wrote to his son-in-law, Rabbi Avraham Luftver, in the beginning of the Sefer Zera Avram. And Rabbi Luftver is bothered, what's talking the Pshat? Why was it necessary to do the Chanukas HaMikdash during Yom Kippur? They had to be Dachi Yom Kippur, they ate on Yom Kippur, so do it some other time. Why Dafka on Yom Kippur? Why does it have to be done during Yom Kippur? And he explained that we know that how does Chinuch work in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says, the Kol HaKelim Sha'asa Moshe Mishichasen Mekachasen Mikan Ve'elach Avadasen Mechanchasen L'dairis, the way you're Mechanach the Mikdash or Kelim is through doing the Avaida. When you do the Avaida on a certain Keli or a certain Makim, that's Mechanachet, that gives it its Kedusha, then now you could be Ivered with it. So he says the rest of the mikdash, the kelim, the mizbeach, these are things that can be done any day of the year. You go ahead, you use them, you do the avoda. Now it's nischanach. But the problem is, what do you do with the kodesh hakodashim, the bein abadim, the aron? These are things that no one ever goes to the rest of the year. There's no avoda that's done during the rest of the year. So how could you possibly be mechanach? The only day you can be mechanach the kodesh hakodashim and the bein abadim is on Yom Kippur. That's the one day where the kohen gadol went in lefnai v'lefnem and he did the avoda. That is the one day where the chinuch could take place. So being that they had to be mechanach the whole basin mikdash, including the kodesh hakodashim and the bein abadim, it was necessary to do it b'dafka on Yom Kippur because that's the only day where Avodah is done b'in Abadim, lifnai v'lifnim, and that was Masham the Chinuch. That way you had a Chinuch through the whole Beis HaMikdash, even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how you learn Pshat Ligmar and Maikat, and why they had to do it b'dafka on Yom Kippur. So in Kenim Advarim, I think you can answer the Kasha of the Marsha. And what bimaza, what the bartanur means, that the chinuch beis hamikdash happened on Yom Kippur, like the Gemara says in Maikatan, that there was a chinuch on Yom Kippur, and it's true that it happened other days as well. Yom Kippur was just one of those days, but lamaisa, the ikar chinuch was only neshama on Yom Kippur. Up until Yom Kippur, there was something lacking in the chinuch. The kodesh kodashim lefanai lefanim bein abanim was not nischanach. When was the chinuch nishlam that happened on Yom Kippur? And that was the Gemara chinuch neshama the chinuch, and therefore, in a certain sense, that you could say the Rav is correct. She nischanach beyom Kippur, and that was the Gemara chinuch. The full chinuch beis hamikdash happened on Yom Kippur, and that could be the pshat in Yom Chasunasei, Yom Simchas Liba has been in Beis HaMikdash.